Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Tzadi Aleph, mitzvah 391, as we break into the 90s. Parshas Korach, again, all of the mitzvahs that are related to the Kohanim and the Levim after the rebellion of Korach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to re-promise and reinvigorate the kahuna and make sure everybody knows that who is in charge. So many of the mitzvahs relating to the kahuna appear here in the end of Korach. So today we have the flip side of the mitzvah we had a couple of days ago, and that is the second half of the two mitzvahs related to Shmira in the Beis HaMikdash. We had already the mitzvahs Aseh, that the Kohanim and the Levim have to guard the Mikdash, Shmira, the Aseh, and today we have the Losa Aseh. Says the Torah here in Perek Yud Ches, Pasik, Hey, Ushmartem es Mishberes HaKodesh es Mishberes HaMizbeach, you shall guard the Mishberes HaKodesh and the Mishberes HaMizbeach, lo yeh od ketzav abnei Yisrael, and there won't be any anger amongst Am Yisrael. We'll talk about again that Lashon in a minute. But that Lashon of Shmira, this is an unusual losaseh. Almost every losaseh in the Torah is started with a lo or an al. And here all it says is Ushmartem. And you might think Ushmartem, that sounds like the previous mitzvah that we discussed in the beginning of the parasha, Shin Pei Ches, where the Kohen and Levim have the mitzvahs aseh to guard the Beis HaMikdash v'shamru es mishmeres ohel moed, which was a couple of days ago. And here we have another Lashon of Shmira. So the Chinuch is going to relate to that. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo levatel shmiras hamikdash laleches svivo tamid b'chol laila. As the Chinuch said, the mitzvah of Shmira, according to him, based on the Rambam, is the mitzvah that applies each and every night in the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned the 24 places around the Beis HaMikdash at different corners and different parts. The Kohen Levi has to stay awake there. Shneamar ushmartem es mishmeres hakodesh, as the pasuk says. V'yadua. And here the Chinuch notes, Shalashon Shmira omeid b'makom lav. There are four words in the Torah that signify a losa asay. Lo, al, hishamer, or pen. One of those four lashonos, those are all considered explicit losa asays. I mean, what's the difference if it's explicit or not? Malchus. One could only get punished for an explicit lav. If something is learned out implicitly, then there's no malchus for it. So, hishamer, pen, al, or lo. So here, today's mitzvah is one of the hishamers. V'yadua shalashon shmir, obri bakam lav. And he quotes the Gemara that I just quoted in Erevin. Kol makom shnemar, hishamer, pen, va'al, eino, ela, lo, sase. One of those ashortes is a lo, sase. V'yamer b'mechilta, as it says also in the Mechilta. V'shamros, mishmeres, o'al, moed, that's the ase. You shall guard. Ainli, ela, base. Hadin, lo, sase. The extra lashon of shmira. Ushmartem, es mishmeres, hakodesh. This is the lo, sase that goes along with the say that we had. This discussion comes up in a number of places. Just in one other example, and then we'll get to some other important inyanim. The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, after talking about inyanim of Shemitah and Avodah Zarah, all related issues, the pasuk says, V'chol asher amarti aleichem, everything that I've told you, tishameru, you shall guard. Rashi there in Mishpatim says, La'asos kol mitzvahs asay ba'azhara. There's really a hidden los asay by every asay, Rashi says. It's amazing. You're not going to get punished for it because it's implicit. But Rashi says every time we don't do an asay, we are kind of violating a los asay, so to speak, as well. That's Rashi. Shekol shmira v'shvisa shabatora asar hi b'bakam lav. The Ramban there argues, he says, it can't be. Can't be. I'm going to have every asay also has a los asay. The Sifsei Chachamim there says, that's why we say the principle of asay docha los asay. Usually you would say a los asay is stronger. If I violate a los asay, I get punished. If I don't do a mitzvah, I don't get punished. So how could you say asay docha los asay? So the Ramban has his opinion. We've mentioned in the past in Parshas Yisro, where the Ramban says asays flow from avas Hashem. And los asays flow from yiras Hashem. I fear God, I don't do it. I love Hashem, so I do something. Ava Hashem and Yira Hashem. Ava is greater than Yira. And that's why Asi Docha Los Asay says the Ramban in Parshas Yisro. But the Sifsei Chachamim says right here that according to Rashi, it's different. Every Asay has a Los Asay according to Rashi. So an Asay and a Los Asay beats out a Los Asay. But the Ramban does not like that pshat over there. He says it can't be. It can't be that if you have a Shmira connected to an Asay, that's just bolstering the Asay. But not that it's a separate Isser, relating to, meaning a Los Asay. And he gives a different shot in that pasuk. Either way, this mitzvah highlights the idea that Shmira can be a Los Asay as well. Just to review a little bit of what we discussed a couple of mitzvahs ago, and to expand on it, there are four different ideas behind this mitzvah of Shmira in the Mikdash, in the words of the Rishonim. What the reason is? What's the reason for Shmira in the Mikdash? So we mentioned some, and we'll expand upon it. Number one is the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Rambam and the Chinuch both say this mitzvah has nothing to do with what we would call security. what we would call guarding. Oh, you have to guard because. What is the reason? The Rambam writes. I'll read you the Rambam Lashon again. Shmiras HaMikdash Mitzvah Saseh. V'afapi she'ein sham pachad me'oivim v'lo milistim. Even though you're not worried about robbers. You're not worried about enemies coming in. She'ein shmiras ola kavod though. The shmira is kavod. It's giving honor to the place. Ein adome platrin she'ein shalav shomrim. La platrin she'ein shalav shomrim. Ein adome. You can't compare a palace that has guards throughout to a place that doesn't have guards. We mentioned the right in Buckingham Palace. You need those guards because without those guards, people are going to run in and steal things. No, it's all about the pomp and the circumstance. It's all about giving kavod to the place. That is what the Chinuch says. That's what the Rambam says. That is shita number one. That's what that's what's behind the mitzvah of Shmira. Number two, the Mefarish, the commentary on Meseches Tamid. It's not Rashi. It's the Mefarish on Meseches Tamid writes. At least in one day, literally, he says, Ubi Gemara, this is the beginning of Tamid, Ubi Gemara nafgalon mikra de mesa mitha sarach shimur, de ilo nafgalon mikra, were it not that there's a pasik, a mitzvah, related to this, hava amina de lo tzrichi shomrim. I would have thought possibly that we don't need shomrim. Why? De ein anius b'maka mashiris. We don't cut corners for the mikdash. V'igan v'klei ha-mikdash yiknu kelim achirim. And if there are kelim that are stolen, you'll buy new ones. And that's why you have to have a pasuk to teach me that you need shmira. But it's pretty clear from the mefarish that the reason is at least a certain element to guard the mikdash. So people, there's a lot of fancy, expensive material in the Beis HaMikdash. So number one, you have the Rambam and the Chinuch to glorify the building. Number two, we have the mefarish. Number three, we have Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Bamidbar, which is the simplest understanding of the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Our mitzvah, guard it, v'lo yeo ketef, Hashem won't get angry at the Jewish people. Meaning what? They guard it so that the Yisraelim don't go in. And people don't trespass where they're not supposed to do. Like the Allah Nadav and Aviyu. Nadav and Aviyu when they trespass. They want to bring an Eish Zara. So that's the third idea. Rashi and the Vilna Gaon says. And finally, number four, the Shita of the Rush. The Rush says that the Yesod HaMitzvah is, the Rush over there in the beginning of Tamid, says, Kasav own mitzvah b'via shimur, the Lushan is, Kavad HaMikdash shelo yasichu daitam mimenu, lo bayom v'lo balayla. The Rush says the mitzvah of the Kohanim and the Levium guarding the Mikdash throughout the day is, there shouldn't be a time throughout the day that people aren't thinking about the Beis HaMikdash. 24/7, there has to be people thinking of the Mikdash. And that's the mitzvah. Shmira, not guarding. Shmira, just like we have to guard our tefillin. What do we have to guard our tefillin from? We have to guard that we don't have the Hesach Hadas from our tefillin. Why there are all these menhagim about touching our tefillin throughout the day? Throughout while we wear. Why do we have that minhag? In order that we don't lose concentration. We always focus. We're guarding. Pasuk in last week's parsa. Ushmartem. What are we guarding? There's no guard. Nobody's stealing our tefillin off of our head. Oh, the parshiyos are very expensive, so they're being stolen. No, of course not. It's shmira like is used here. So those are four ideas in the Rishonim for the mitzvah of shmir b'migdash. Just to glorify the spot, right? If it's a special place, you have guards on the outside, or you're really worried about Geneva, or you're worried about Yisraelim going in there. And number four, the fourth shot says the Rush, is that it's kavod for the Beis HaMikdash that we are constantly thinking about it. We shouldn't have a Hesach Hadas. Those are the four ideas expanded upon from the last mitzvah. And there are many nafkaminas lahalacha that come out. Number one, Bizman Hazeh. Does the mitzvah apply Bizman Hazeh? We mentioned that 150 years ago, 200 years ago, there were those that wanted to, right in the middle of the 1800s, there were those that came back to Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to fulfill this mitzvah. You can't bring karban, it's fine. You can't do all the other mitzvahs, but at least you can guard the harabayas. Right, I'll set up a shtibo on the outside of Har Bayis, and I'll fulfill the mitzvah. So, does that make sense? Is there a mitzvah bizman hazeh? So the chinuch said the favors, of course not, there's no mitzvah. So that's l'shitaso, because the chinuch says, what's the reason that we have guards? To glorify the place. Ein adome, a palace with guards on the outside, just for pomp and circumstance, where there are no guards on the outside. So of course the chinuch is going to say that doesn't apply when we don't have a mikdash. What are you guarding? There's no mikdash to guard. But, and also what about the other reason, so things aren't stolen? You know, halavai, there should be a kalim to steal. But we don't have. So according to those reasons, it shouldn't apply. But if the reason is, let's say, like Rashi says, which is the pashup shot of the psukim, that it's about making sure that Yisraelim don't go where they're not supposed to go, so maybe the mitzvah should apply today. Maybe the mitzvah, we should put up a fence, because nowadays anybody can wander on. And we paskin, as we'll talk about soon, that the Kedusha is still Chai V'Kayim. Even if all the Arabs left Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't be able to go and walk there. We're all Tamei Meis, well, we have many problems. We don't have Big Day Kahuna, a lot of issues that are related. So maybe that issue would apply, Bizman Hazeh. Maybe Hesach Hadas, that's not so clear. maybe having a not having a Hesek Hadas from the Kedusha that's there. Is that the mitzvah, or is it dafka the building that's there? So that one would be open. So number one, though, is Bizman Hazeh. Number two, the Minchas Chinuch discussed. What about Ketanim? Could I have a 10-year-old do the Shmirah? You know, I want to go get a drink. I'm thirsty. So I'm going to have my 10-year-old son, who's also a Kohen or a Levi, he's going to guard. Is that okay? So some Rishonim say yes. The Shaila is yes. He could do, he's on a Bar Chiyuva. I can't have a Katan do a mitzvah for me. So if the mitzvah is on the Gavra to do something, so then obviously you can't have a Katan do it. But if it's about guarding, maybe a Katan could also scream if he sees somebody coming. So you could also, it's about the chefza of the building. Or if it's about glorifying, is it glorified? What if you have a very tall child? He looks like a 15-year-old. So maybe there's no problem there, because it's all about a glorification of the building. So as long as somebody would be there, that would be okay. So number one, nafkamin is bizman hazeh. Number two is ketanim. Number three is the machlokas we shown and we mentioned. What about day and night? The Rambam and the Chinuch say the mitzvah is only by night, not by day. Not by day. And the Minchas Chinuch wondered, where does he get that from? Right? Just like, he doesn't ask it this way, but I put this in. Just like the Rambam says the mitzvah of lighting the menorah is by night and day. Every morning, according to the Rambam, they lit the menorah. Why? Because you're not lighting the menorah for light. We're lighting it for the symbolic nature of the mitzvah. That there's Hashra'as Hashchina, just like we had the Hanukkah candles, this parallel. So the Rambam says day and night. So why, ask the Minchas Chinuch, why does the Rambam say that here? Why is the mitzvah only at night? So according to the Rambam and the Chinuch Lishitasa, though, about glorifying the place, maybe if nobody sees it, it's at night. Nobody's there anyway, so it doesn't matter if it's, people don't have to be there. But if it's about items being stolen, then it makes sense. Why maybe only at night? During the day, there's so many people around that you wouldn't have to be worried. What about according to the Rosh? This was the Minchas Asher Sahara. According to the Rosh, that you always can't have a Hesach Hadas from the Beis HaMikdash, so then maybe also you only need it at night. During the day, there's avoda. There's no Hesach Hadas. The Kohanim are constantly running around doing avoda. Right? It was a very busy time in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Millions of Jews constantly bringing their karbanas, bringing their bikurim at different times of year. There's so much going on. So that's why I suggest the Minchas Ashos. According to the Rosh also, maybe you only need the Shmir at night because of the Hesach Hadas. Okay? Another third. Just the last point to mention is, what about, we know there's only one mitzvah aseh and one mitzvah lo aseh counted by Shmira, even though the mitzvah is for Kohanim and for Levim. The Kohanim have certain spots where they have to stand, and the Levim have other spots where they have to stand. Maybe Bana Beis HaMikdash. They have to be ready to be able to do shifts at night. I'm on call tonight, right? And just in case you fall asleep, you're going to get burns by the Ish Kohen Gadol walking around with a torch. So we have to be ready for it. There's only one mitzvah counted for Kohanim and Levim. Why one? Kohanim and Levim, two separate mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs on the Kohanim, there are mitzvahs on the Levim, there are mitzvahs on the Melech, there are mitzvahs on men, there are mitzvahs on women. Two separate mitzvahs should be counted as. But we count it as one mitzvah. So again, if you say the mitzvah is not focused on the person, but focused more on the covet abayis, or covet either that it's glorified that people see guards there, or it's glorified that nobody has a loss of concentration. Jews are always focused on the Mikdash, every second of the day. So then maybe we understand why it's one mitzvah, because the mitzvah isn't per se on a Kohen, on a Levi, but it's all only on the Beis HaMikdash, and as an outgrowth of that, that people, the Avadim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, should be thinking about it. That's why it might be counted only as one. So those are a number of nafkamina related to this, the mitzvah of Shmira. But again, there's an aseh, as we discussed a couple of days ago, and the los aseh, as is discussed today. But this relates, the mitzvah of Shmira B'Mikdash relates to the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh, as we mentioned. It's up for the Rambam and the Chinuch say. The Chinuch says b'feirush, it's not noeg b'zman hazeh, while others, the Avnei Nezer had a tshuva in the 1800s, that maybe it might be shach b'zman hazeh. But the root of it is something that comes up related to many mitzvahs, but we have some time to talk about it today, and that is the Kedusha of Yerushalayim b'zman hazeh. Famous Rambam, the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that the Gemara discusses whether the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, is everlasting. When Yeshua went in, and then we went into Galus. And then Ezra Sofer went in, and then we went into Galus. So once we went into Galus, did the Kedusha evaporate? Is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael dependent on most Jews being in Eretz Yisrael? Or not? Once it was sanctified. So that's a Machlokas Tanaim, and it's a Machlokas Amoraim, and it's a Machlokas Rishonim. All three, Machlokas and the Gemara and Megillah and elsewhere. The Rambam paskins a distinction. I'm it's suggested by Tosfos also, but the Rambam paskins there's a difference between Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. That's his chilek. The rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha was paka. That's why all mitzvos, hatzlius baritz today, are derabanan. Shrumos and maisris and shemitah, they're all derabanan today. But the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, that never stopped. That never stopped. That's that regarding Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha Rishona, Kitsha L'Shaita, the Kitsha L'Asalavo. That never stopped. Why? Where does Rambam get this from? The Rambam quotes a svara. The Rambam quotes it's logical that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is everlasting. And therefore, if somebody walks on Har HaBayis today when they're Tami, they're Chayav Karis. Why? Because it's Daraisa today. Says the Rambam, V'lama Ani Omer, this is in Vav Tezayin, in Beis HaBechira, V'lama Ani Omer, B'mikdash V'Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim, in many places, the Rambam looks at Yerushalayim as an expansion of Beis HaMikdash. More than other Rishonim. It's fascinating. Regarding many halachas, except blowing shofar on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So we know the Mishnah says in the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, in Yerushalayim, in Mikdash it can be done, but not in Medina. What does Mikdash mean? The Rambam there in Pirshei Mishnayos says, in all of Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim has the status of Beis HaMikdash. It's an expansion of Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam says, why is Mikdash in Yerushalayim different? Why do I say that Kedusha is everlasting and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not? Why? Says the Rambam, Lefisha Kedushas HaMikdash of Yerushalayim mipnei HaShechina. V'Shechina eina b'teila. Once Hashem's presence rested in Yerushalayim, on the Makom HaMikdash, that's it. Hashem's presence, that's the cause of the Kedusha. So it's for everlasting. It was already earmarked before HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his presence there. Meaning, more important events happened in that spot than any other. Adam and Chava, and maybe Noach, and Har HaMoriah, and Yaakov's dream. It's a pretty busy place in our history. The Rambam writes that in the Chodbeis HaBechira. So the Rambam says, because that's because of the Shechina. V'harehu omeh, v'hashimosi en v'kdusheichem, v'amru chachamim afa b'shashomim b'kdushasanim omdim. But Eretz Yisrael, that's based on kibush. That's based on conquering. And Bnei Yisrael go in and conquer, and once they are conquered themselves, so then Memelo, the Kedusha evaporates. That's why the Kedusha of Yoshua ben Nun evaporated. But then the Rambam adds and says, V'kivan shala Ezra v'kidsha, lo kidsha v'kibush, ela b'chazaka shechzikuba. The second kiddush that Ezra HaSofer did, that's called chazaka, that was with settlement, that wasn't with conquering, so therefore that kedusha is somewhat intact, and again, not for now, but that's the Rambam's chilek, another chilek, he has the chilek of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash versus the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and then he has the chilek of kedusha Rishona and kedusha Shnia. When Yeshua went in, it was based on conquering, and therefore when they were conquered, it was totally undone. Mashenkin, when Ezra Sofer went in, there was no war. They had permission to go back. Right? Korah said, go build a Beis HaMikdash. So that was called Chazaka. That is more everlasting than the original Kibush. Either way, but we'll talk about that chilek at another point. Just one other halacha related to Kedushas Haaretz, which again relates to the mitzvah of Shmir B'Mikdash, whether it is L'maisa B'Zmanazah, is a halacha that for some reason many are makel in, but makel at the end, we should try to be mekayim it. And that is seeing the Makom HaMikdash bizman hazeh. Seeing the Makom HaMikdash bizman hazeh. There's a halacha in the Gemara, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that we have to tear our shirt when we see the Makom HaMikdash. Says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Samach Aleph. First of all, Are Yehuda b'Chorbanan. If somebody sees Are Yehuda in their desolation, they have to tear. So that halacha, when we see Chevron, we tear Kriya. When we see Shechem, we tear Kriya. So that halacha, nobody does b'zman hazeh. So why is that? So the Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch say, well, it's not b'Chorbana anymore. Once there is a Jewish government, it doesn't matter whether it's a Torah government or not. There were a lot of Malachim and Sefer Malachim that were terrible. That were over the Avodah Zarah. It's still called Malchei Yehuda. It's still called the Jewish government. Doesn't matter. So it might not be. The Magen Avraham says right here, it's not b'chorbana if there is a Jewish government. So maybe that's why we don't tear on Ara Yehuda. But the next halacha, Haroa Yerushalayim b'chorbana. If you look in the, again, Haroa Yerushalayim b'chorbana, Omer Tzion haitam in Barshamema, Ukshua Beis HaMikdash, there's a special phrase to say the Korea. So we have to tear, Kriya as it's known, when we see Makom HaMikdash. So the Shaila is, how are many people Mako? So if somebody goes on Shabbos and Yontif, okay, you don't tear Kriya on Shabbos and Yontif. If somebody tears Kriya on Shabbos, then they're violating an Isser. Violating an Isser, maybe the Yotzi de Kriya, but they're violating an Isser. It came up in the Daf Yomi in the past couple of weeks. But how are people makel? So if they go on Shabbos and Yontif, fine. If they go on Chol HaMoed, that's the Machlokas HaPoskim, there's still Makom LaHakel. Other than that, So Me'ikra Din, it seems to be that one has a chiyuv to tear kriya, even if one goes on Erev Shabbos. Rav Sternbach points out, where did this idea of people going on Erev Shabbos not tearing kriya come from? It must be because people used to go to the Kotel, and it's not even in the Kotel, it's like the end of the Makam HaMikdash. Right, if I'm standing, if somebody's coming down from the Rova, and somebody's on top of the steps, and I see the Makam, I see the Dome of the Rock, I see the mosque, right there! It's not a Din seeing the Kotel. The Kotel is great! The Kotel is Binyan! It's the rest of the place that I see. Right, if I haven't seen it in 30 days, within 30 days, it's not, there's no chiyuv. But if I haven't seen it within 30 days, one has to tear. So where did the kula come from? People used to go on Erev Shabbos and stay there until Shabbos. So you can't have torn clothes on Shabbos. That's avelus in public. So that's why it came to me, even if I go at 10 o'clock in the morning, or at least after chatzos, even if I'm going back to my house afterwards, that's where the kula came from. So again, the Ikar Adin, one should. There is a kula of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems, Rav Nevenzal quotes this in his Sefer on the 3 weeks, but Rav Nevenzal writes, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I don't know if Rav Nevenzal writes that he himself never relied upon it. He made sure to go to the Kotel within 30 days. Never went 30 days without seeing the Kotel. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, maybe, based on another source, maybe, since if you had the ability to go to the Kotel, and you didn't, so that shows that we're not so, it doesn't bother us so much. How can you not go to the Kotel every 30 days? If I did it, it must not bother us so much. So that's why there's no chiyuv of kriya. That's what Shlomo Zalman said, and he's also Mako. Maybe whenever you don't say Tachrin, you don't tear kriya. So there are these kulas that Rav Shlomo Zalman has. But Me'ikar Adin, Rova Poskim, it's a Shulchan Aruch. We shouldn't look for ways to get out of it. So Rova Poskim say that one should tear. And just, it doesn't mean that you have to tear a separate shirt every time. I have a kriya shirt. Right, so if I don't go, you have a kriya shirt. You tear it once, and then you count three etzbos away. You can tear again. Shulchan Aruch says you could use the same shirt 4 or 5 times. You put it over your regular shirt, and you tear. Then you can take it off. But that is the halacha that's based on the fact that there is still kedusha bizman hazeh. Okay, we'll stop here. Bez Hashem, we'll continue next time with the mitzvah of pidyon haben. Okay, we'll stop here.